Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That means what he did for another, he can do it again. That means what he did for another, he can do it again. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Is the spirit of prophecy. Is the spirit of prophecy. That means what he did for another, he can do it again. That means what he did for another, he can do it. So we prophesy. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Don't stay there. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Come on. Get up out of that. Get up. Get up. Get up out of that. Get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Don't stay there. Oh, Solomon, I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, changed my name, forever free. I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
It is 7:07, just at the top of the hour. You are listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit here on CKUT 90.3 FM. The All Nations Group, Corin Hawthorne, and Maverick City Music did the musical presentation for us just before this break. I am exceedingly over the moon excited and a little bit disappointed because my friend sent me Israel Houghton's Instagram, where he announced that his brand new single, Hymn of the Breakthrough, was gonna come out on all digital platforms yesterday, Friday. So I waited with bated breath for the song to come out. I checked on my musical platforms and womp womp, could not find it. However, this morning, I did find the video, the official Vivo. The song is called Hymn of the Breakthrough, and I have to tell you, I'm going to talk about it again during my playlist, but I have to tell you how much this song, like, it's really a hymn that we needed to hear in this time. So why am I speaking about Israel? Well, I've been all over his IG over these last couple of days as I was waiting for the new song to come out. He has announced that he has an album coming out on the 25th of February entitled Feels Like Home. Now, if that song title sounds a little familiar, it's because it's the last track of his previous album, Road to Damascus. Now, what differentiates Feels Like Home from maybe the last project or two that Israel has come out with, it's because he has an extended team of breeders, or new breeders, if you want to call them. He really brought a whole team together in his home. They were all quarantined together and tested while they rehearsed and taped this whole session. I know I'm being long-winded. I invite you to go on his IG, Israel Houghton. You will find him and you will also see how excited he is to come out with this new music. Now, I have to say that his wife, Adrienne Bailon, has been exceedingly participatory, if that's a word, in this project. She is one of the new breeders, and she reps her husband as much as she can on her own social media platform. So all this being said, we're going to play for you the title song of the new album from the last album, Road to Damascus, Feels Like Home.
and it feels like home. It feels like home when I'm with you. It feels like home. Even your love is where I belong. Your presence is all. Doors are open wide. Your presence pulls my heart, invited by your smile. Finally, I can breathe. You're breathing life in me. We're standing face to face. You welcome me to stay.
I just wanna stay where you are. I just wanna stay.
Just like home, even.
All right, it's 22 minutes after 7 a.m. on this edition of Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM. Brother Chris, Sister Jen here. The 26th annual Super Bowl Gospel Celebration aired just last night on BET and will re-air today on BET. The theme for the Gospel Gala is Nothing Can Stop Us. It's the inspirational message for this night of praise and worship during Super Bowl weekend. This year's event is hosted by national radio and TV personality and comedian Ricky Smiley and features performances by the NFL Players Choir, Erica Campbell, Voices of Fire, presented by Pharrell Williams, PJ Morton, Kiara Sheard, and a host of others. An exclusive performance by gospel music pioneer and living legend John P. Key will also be done. Don't miss this marquee event, endorsed and embraced by the National Football League tonight. Coming up next is one of the featured artists for the Super Bowl Gospel Celebration. Here's the Voices of Fire presented by Pharrell Williams. Hit the refresh on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Believe God's positioning. Is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Que notre roi s'adore. que vous appreniez ce chant-là. C'est simple. Hosanna, au plus haut des cieux, que notre roi soit glorifié. Hosanna, au plus haut des cieux, que notre
All right, now that was Montreal's Pride and Joy, Jean-Jean performing the church anthem, Hosanna, here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Coming up next is Jennifer's powerful playlist, but first, here's new music by gospel royalty CC Winans with Believe For It on CKUT 90.3 FM.
They haven't seen what you can do. It doesn't matter what it looks like. God, I'm standing on your word. Hey.
God, we believe for it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, we believe for it.
Here we go!
And now.
Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents Jennifer's Powerful Playlist.
Good morning, y'all. Usually I have a theme for my playlist, but this morning it's really just going to be a consolation prize because I didn't get the song that was supposed to be the goalpost of this playlist. The song that I wanted was Hymn of the Breakthrough. If you heard me a little bit earlier today talking about Israel Houghton and his new release, only available on video right now on Vevo, but should be on all digital platforms very soon. So as my consolation prize, I went ahead and perused my musical library and found some songs that spoke to me in the moment. The first song is based on a story that we all know found in John chapter 4 of the Samaritan woman meeting Jesus at the well and Jesus asking her for a drink of water. And so I'm going to read the end of the passage for you, where he says to her, verse 13, everyone who drinks this water will never be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I give him will never be thirsty. The water that I give him will become in him a spring of water satisfying his thirst for God, welling up, continually flowing, bubbling within him to eternal life. Now, why am I reading this text? Well, because this text is the theme of the song The Well by Kira Daffin. Now, Kira Daffin may be a name that you know, may not be a name that you know. She is a Detroit native who's been singing for quite some time before she went by her full name, Shakira Daffin. But for her 2020 release, she shortened her name, Shakira, down to Kira Daffin. She did release her single on the 30th of October, and it's been all over social media. I want to thank my brother from Edley Worship for providing that song on his YouTube channel, which is where I got the inspiration. And Kira Daffin is definitely making some noise as she was featured just yesterday on Get Up Mornings with our girl Erica Campbell. So here she is, Kira Daffin, with the brand new single, The Well.
Satisfy. Jesus, you satisfy me.
Hey.
All right. Well, Christopher says it's a strong track, so I'm going to take it as a good sign. So my consolation prize isn't so bad after all. My second consolation prize is a singer who distinguishes herself in the African diaspora. I'm speaking of none other than Deborah Lukalu, who speaks and sings in at least four languages that I can recognize. She was born in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, but her family moved to South Africa after her father passed away. So not only does she speak the native Congolese language, she also speaks and sings in Zulu. And I'm not quite sure if she also speaks some of the other languages of South Africa. She also speaks and sings in French and in English, which makes her really a powerhouse of a singer when it comes to her appeal, because she can appeal to French, English, and both the French diaspora and the English diaspora. So really, she's got me hooked on all sides. The song that we're going to hear from her premiered this past Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2020. She came out with a song entitled Faithful God, which is a song in which she takes all of the different promises that she can from the Bible and puts them together in this song that says God is faithful and he will never fail. And so I present to you Deborah Lukalu with Faithful God.
If he had made a promise for you,